This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. On the show today, we have Evangelical Christian Credit Union's, Adelphi's Jimmy Lee on the program today, talking about how Evangelical Christian Credit Union has changed their name to Adelphi. Really interesting backstory here from Jimmy, so check it out. You guys changed your name, Jimmy.
Yeah, that's great. It's pretty exciting times here at Adelphi. Been a lengthy process, and I've been with the credit union now roughly 1 year, but okay. I know that the organization had attempted a rebrand several times within the last 10 years.
Oh, and wow. So
fortunately, you know, we've been able to, execute and get this far.
Okay, good deal. Why has your credit union been trying to rebrand for quite a while now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. One is, as everyone knows, most organizations try to look at a brand or a refresh or a rebranding every 7 to 10 years. And in Adelphi's case, they really hadn't made any changes to their brand in more than 10 years. And yeah. So one, it was just kind of looking at the brand, but two, it was a strategic change and difference. As the organization moved throughout the years from having physical locations and branches to now being 100% digital direct, it really looked at was the name, the brand, the culture, the feel really appealing to that potentially younger audience that's more tech savvy, that's more, digitally inclined. And so from a business standpoint, obviously we looked at the name and the brand, fit that model of consumers that we were targeting. And third is, with the name Evangelical, I mean, it has different meanings for different people. And that has changed as well throughout the years. And, a lot of the research that we had done, and one of the things I want to mention, I'm sure we'll dig into it, but is we spent literally 12 months on research. And that was the most component that I felt was important. And I had done rebranding to different credit unions and banking institutions in the past. And I want to make sure that this wasn't just a creative exercise. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of organizations kind of make that mistake in looking at rebranding as a creative exercise versus looking at it as a strategic or a scientific data-driven exercise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love doing stories like this. I mean, I always enjoy getting the backstory behind the name, behind the reasons and stuff. I just find that stuff fascinating. And yours is right there in the mix for sure. So why Adelphi? What's up with the name? Can you give us the backstory to the name?
Sure. I mean, I think it, once again, it goes back to the research. We had five phases of research. Initially was kind of the segmentation target consumer audience piece. And so we knew that from that initial phase of research that we had to really appeal to our core base of members, which are faith-aligned Christian consumers. Mm-hmm. Second, as I mentioned before, is really having that younger audience or target demographics within that 25 to age 40 range.
Yeah.
And third is we realized that our competition really wasn't the credit unions. They're mainly the digital direct banks or even the mainstream banks. And so in order for us to compete, our brand had to reflect that, to be young, tech savvy, but also 100% Christian. So the root of the Adel, A-D-E-L, comes from the Greek lexicon New Testament word for Delphos.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually appears over 300 times in the Bible. And it basically references brothers and sisters in Christ.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
And so that is part of it. And the FI piece is, once again, the fact that we're being a digital direct, digitally inclined, branchless organization, it really needed to appeal to that tech-savvy consumer that's also competing with the other digital direct competitors in that space.
Yeah, I think I think we know who you're competing against, and we'll let those names remain. There's one that has a big football stadium, I'm sure, and there's some other ones. Yeah, so we know who you're talking about. So what was that process like? Because you said this is kind of 12 months in the making here. So what was the process like of finding? I'm sure you guys had probably hundreds of names and checking URLs and trademarking and things like that. So what was
that process like? We actually did it, like I said, I've done rebrandings before at different banks and credit unions. And one of the things I always say is when you make the rebranding a creative exercise, where it's basically like a flipboard where people coming up with names, it's pretty much doomed to fail. And that's pretty been my experience, not only in my consulting days as a branding consultant, but also in-house, you know, running a rebranding process. And so for us, we really didn't have that many names in the popper just because a lot of that research had been done ahead of time. But, you know, one of the things that we gathered was, you know, is looking at the organization and kind of going back to what's our why. What is the main difference of what we would provide as a value proposition to your Christian consumer that may be different in the marketplace? And for us, it really stemmed on the fact that the individual contribution could impact the many. In our case, it's impacting the kingdom of God. And so is how do we utilize not only our contributions to banking services that we provide at the credit union to be able to give back to broaden the gospel and to impact the kingdom of Christ. And so that was something that's really important for us. And that was kind of our why, right? That is the piece that we need to land to. And so that's why the word Adele really, you know, impacted that, because it really did cover and talk about brothers, right, and brethren and sisters in Christ. And so for us, the naming process, you know, it was lengthy. I won't go through all of them, but, you know, one of the things was even when we looked at the old name, Evangelical Christian Credit Union, we actually did some focus groups for prospective Christian members that were not members of ours and did not know who we were, as well as existing members. And also we did some exercises and surveys internally. We did stakeholder interviews, et cetera. And all of it pointed to the fact that, you know, that one, that the word evangelical really didn't, you know, add clarity to what we wanted to do as a financial institution, but instead added more confusion.
Right, right. Yeah, you want to, especially in today's day and age and the social media, all that type of stuff, you want to reduce that confusion to a bare minimum for sure. And we all know Evangelical Christian Credit obviously is a credit union, Adelphi is a credit union, but you guys left off the credit union name on the name. What's the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, you know, it's really, and as I mentioned before, this isn't my first rebranding effort. And every time I do research with prospective consumers, and these are folks that would fit in that consideration pool of people that would say that they're looking to potentially switch financial institutions. And when we actually put the word credit union, and we take these in different bits and phases, right, and say, what is your understanding of a credit union? And amazingly enough, every time I've done this, there's a lack of understanding what a credit union is. Does it mean that we as an organization, as an operation, does not still function, you know, as a credit union? Mm-hmm. But the understanding for marketing purposes, does it add more clarity or does it create more confusion? And in our case, during this research exercise, it obviously created a lot of confusion. There were feedback where basically landed in four or five different categories. They thought that it was a credit union meant it was only selected for certain types of people. That two, that you had maybe limited footprint. Three, you lack technology. Or four, that really, you know, they didn't know what it meant at all. What is a credit, especially with the younger audiences, which we are targeting. Mm-hmm. The word itself was a barrier just to get over in our marketing and our advertising efforts. And so we made a collective decision as an organization through the research findings to leave that word out.
Yeah, because I mean, that's been a hurdle for credit unions for many, many years. And we can go way back. And yeah, just when you say credit union, it takes a little bit of explaining to somebody who's not familiar with the marketplace. So yeah, so I get the reasoning there. So what has been the reaction from members so far? I'm sure folks are pleased, and it's kind of a cool refresh, a cool rebrand. So what's the reaction been?
Yeah, it's been really positive, both from our existing base of members as well as prospects. And interesting enough, most recently, our CEO and I, Abel Pomar and I, went out to the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. It's basically a conference of Christian media. And all of them were only providing us positive feedback of the change in the name. And so, you know, I think collectively, us with the members, prospects, as well as with, you know, the broader community, has been a positive impact and reaction.
Good deal. And so what are some goals that you guys want to achieve with the new name? Obviously, you've stated it from the top of the show. You really want to attract that younger demographic. So that's one of the goals here. Any other goals in mind?
Yeah, I think that is it. You know, the old, I guess, Evangelical Christian Credit Union really had a big footprint in the ministry space. Mm-hmm. And that also was one of the areas of confusion, both externally as well as internally. Internally, when we had done some surveys, And a lot of the words that came up in the surveys, we do this word map exercise. And the funny thing is the larger words, the largest responses were things that were ministry focused on uh-huh. versus being a financial institution. And so one of the things that we want to be very clear is that even though we do still support and do business with the ministries and the nonprofit side, we needed to have a broader appeal to the digital direct consumer. Right. And so that is our hope, is to really strive and to grow that consumer audience. And two is really a shift away from that primary financial institution model, mm-hmm. which I don't think, you know, fits our current day environment of consumers. And we saw that through the research as well. You know, it's interesting, especially with the younger audiences that we surveyed and we researched and did in focus groups on, they have multitude of accounts. And so it's a model that we call premier a la carte, meaning we don't really care which product you come to us for,
yeah.
but that you just come to us, right? Because we know that we're going to be one of many options for you in that marketplace. But the only difference that we believe is going to be our key differentiating factor is our contribution and our faith. Yeah. And that's, once again, you know, what we call the back of the dollar bill. There's this thing called the Great Seal. It says, out of one, the many, e pluribus unum. And that is really the core of our why, right? The contribution of one impacting the many.
Okay, Jimmy, you guys, I have to say, you did your homework and then some. So you get an A plus for the homework for sure. And so having said that, what advice do you have for other credit unions who are considering a name change or a rebrand?
Yeah, I think it's really important, as I mentioned before, to really start with the research and understanding if you even need to do a name change or a rebrand.
True.
But how does that actually affect your strategy and your business goals and your target audience of who you're trying to do business with? But I think, once again, is really focused on the research piece. Look at this as a exercise of science and psychology and behavior more than an exercise of creativity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get it. Yeah, I mean, because there's so much, yeah, there's a lot of science behind this, as you all pointed out. And then to watch or to observe the member behavior behind it all is this is what really fascinates me about these stories, is just to see, find out the why behind it and people's reactions to it. So really good stuff here, Jimmy. Oh, gosh, I love stories like this. So anything else here to add to wrap up?
I think, you know, as a credit union, as a member of the larger credit union industry, I think it's really upon us to really get the message out, right? The fact that us being a member-driven organization, being a not-for-profit, and I think that really has that broader appeal. The social impact, the social change really has that broader appeal to that younger audience. And for us to really grow as an industry is, you know, how do we impact and how do we educate the younger audiences that may not understand or know what a credit union is?
Right.
How do we do it outside of the me aspect of just talking about products, rates, and services, but understanding from a social change standpoint? And I think that's something that we as an organization and hopefully as an industry really can gravitate towards, really understanding that younger demographic and that younger audience.
Yeah, this is such a great move. I knew this interview would be a home run. So thank you so much, Jimmy. This is really, really good stuff. And I think a lot of other credit unions can really take a lot of takeaways from this. I mean, especially the research aspect of it and the science aspect of it that you guys addressed so thoroughly. So thank you so much, Jimmy. Congrats again on the new name, and we'll be watching to see what else happens here. So this is really, really cool stuff you guys did.
Great. Thanks a lot, Michael.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.